Measurements. Until the 19th century, much medical diagnosis and treatment relied on old theories and little observation. During the 19th century, there were many inventions to aid diagnosis. The development of the stethoscope in 1819 greatly improved the ability to diagnose diseases of the lungs and heart. The clinical thermometer, which registered its maximum temperature even when cooled, was introduced in 1850. The spirometer, which measured breathing volumes, was introduced in 1846. In 1860, the sphygmograph was invented to record the pulse. It was a breakthrough in the measurement of the cardiovascular system, although it was not user-friendly. The first practical sphygmograph measured blood pressure using a cuff around the arm and a mercury column that was invented by Riva Rocchi, 1895. By 1910, the mercury sphygmograph was standard equipment for doctors. The microscope was first designed in the 17th century and was used to examine microscopic organisms that cause human disease. Today it also is used to examine small slices of human tissue to diagnose conditions such as cancer. Urine analysis has been performed for many years and has been helpful in diagnosing diabetes when glucose is found in the urine. The examination of blood samples, which was previously taken with simple colour tests and by counting of the number of blood cells using a microscope on specifically calibrated slides, is now fully automated. Vast numbers of different measurements can now be performed on blood samples to help diagnose and treat disease. The electrocardiograph, or ECG, which records the electrical currents associated with heart action, was first used in 1908. At this stage, it was a very large machine, but today they are much smaller and easily portable for use in the patient's home. Such machines give useful information about the heart rhythm and heart attacks.